today on Rocking the Suburbs.
And what's your favourite thing about Killarney?
Timmy Conlon, my best singer, Shattered In. Timmy Conlon from Shattered In. He played my best, Timmy Conlon.
Greetings and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. We're a music podcast that takes place every weekday, and we want to thank you for listening to our show. My name is Patrick Foster, and on behalf of my co-host, co-founder and great friend Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this St. Patrick's Day edition of Rockin' the Suburbs. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all. I'm a Patrick, and I don't think this holiday is named for me, but it may have to do with something in Ireland, I'm pretty sure. We're going to get to that in just a minute. But before we do, I want to remind you, this is your daily reminder to vote in the American Band Madness bracket that's taking place. I know as you listen to this, you're probably coming off in a long day of watching college hoops, and you're just getting a little rest and taking a break before you dive into another day of college hoops, as well as a long weekend of it if you're like a lot of listeners to our podcast. So I hope you have been enjoying that. But remember that we're also doing a knockout bracket and have been for several weeks now. All you have to do is go over to Facebook or Twitter. At Suburbs Pod is the handle, and each day we're posting a matchup, one-on-one, straight knockout tournament. You vote for the band that you think should advance, and then you come back the next day to see who took that matchup, and then there'll be another fresh matchup for you to vote on. As we go through March, we're going to get right down to it, folks. By the time these big basketball tournaments are finished, we're going to have identified the greatest American band through our bracket. So make sure you take part, and thanks to all those who have been doing so. It is St. Patrick's Day, and in honor of this holiday, I went to my record collection, and I dug through, and I pulled out five albums that contain great music made by people from Ireland. In many cases, the songs also have something to do with Ireland, not in all cases, but in some cases, and I've got five of them here, and I want to quickly go through them and just lay them out there as recommendations if you're looking for some music to play this weekend, or if you're throwing a St. Paddy's Day bash, or if you just feel like listening to music by bands or groups or artists from Ireland, okay? So we're going to start here with a record that I have on the, the Everest record label. This is a reissue or a compilation, I believe, of Irish Songs of Rebellion, done by the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makeham. And the Clancy Brothers were an influential Irish folk music group. And they came up in the early 60s as part of the American folk music revival, actually. And if you know the movie Inside Llewyn Davis, there's a scene in the Gaslight where there are guys in those white big sweaters, with the necks and they're big, thick, look like they would survive an Irish winter. The Clancy Brothers were that group. So they had usually a guitar, a banjo played by Tommy Makeham, and their four voices harmonizing. And they are credited with popularizing traditional Irish music in the United States and also leading to a revival of it in Ireland, along with groups like the Dubliners and several others that were reviving this traditional music. And that's exactly what this record is. It's, 14 songs of Irish Rebellion. And we're going to drop the needle right now.
What's the news? What's the news? Oh, my Bolshevik, with your long barrel guns on the sea. Say, what wind from the south brings a messenger here with the hymn of the dawn for me? Goodly news, do I bring you to port? Goodly news shall you hear, Barney man. For the boys march at dawn from the south to the north, by Kelly, the boy from Calan. Tell me who is the giant with the gold curling hair, he who rides at the head of your band. 7 feet is his height with some inches to scale, and he looks like a king in command. All my boys, that's the pride of the bull shelter years, among the greatest of heroes of man.
bring your beavers aloft and give 3 ringing cheers for John Kelly, the boy from Clan. And the scarf is in flames and the west for this one, and the barrow tomorrow we will cross. On the hill or the town we have planted a gun that will batter the gateway to us. All aboard, men and bargeymen will march o'er the heath with brave Harvey to lead in the van. But the foremost of all...
All right, there you go, folks. That is it. I want to read to you now from the liner notes. John Kelly was one of the leaders of the Wexford Rising in the summer of 1798, leading the charge through the Three Bullet Gate at the town of Ross, the grim gap of death. Benegal Harvey, Brave Harvey, was the commander-in-chief of the Wexford forces. On being captured, he and others were beheaded. Their heads were placed on spikes in Wexford town, and their bodies were thrown into the river. This stirring song, sung here by the chorus, with a vocal solo by Liam Clancy, was written by P.J. McCall and is sung to an old traditional air. So there you go. That is a record from the 60s where the Clancy brothers are doing exactly what they were known for, which is taking an old Irish tune, a traditional Irish melody, a traditional Irish song of, in this case, rebellion. They also have a lot of songs about drinking, which are fun too, and they're setting it to their voices and their instrumentation, and it makes for quite authentic and stirring listening. All right, the next one we've got here is a record by the Pogues. And of course, you know, you're going to say the Pogues, of course, we all know the Pogues, and we should, because they're a great Irish band. And to me, you know, combining the traditional Irish music with some of the traditional Irish instruments and sort of that punky attitude and the great voice of Shane McGowan is a great recipe for fantastic music. And I always like to pull out some Pogues when I'm thinking about Irish music. So we should do that. Now, I know that the big album for a lot of people is Rum, Sodomy, and the Lash, or maybe even If I Should Fall from Grace with God. Those are their second and third records. But let's focus on the debut album. The debut album that came out on Stiff Records in 1984 has a beautiful kind of raw spirit to it. I love this record. From everything down to the cover, where they're all like in a pub with John F. Kennedy behind him, and one of the guys, I think it might be Spider, maybe, it wasn't there for the photo session, so they got him in a little circle on the left. It may not be him. I can't remember which one it is. But then on the back, they're all in their long blue coats, and Shane McGowan's got a broken foot, and they're all just sort of standing up against a wall and looking very punk and very Irish at the same time. It's a great, great photo. But this one has got some incredible songs on it. Down in the Ground Where the Dead Men Go, Transmetropolitan, The Old Triangle, of course, a very traditional old Irish tune. Waxy's Dargle is a great one. The Boys from County Hell, Dark Streets of London, Sea Shanty. And the one I want to play for us now is the opening track on Side 2, Streams of Whiskey.
I am God.
Ah, there we go. Can't get enough of that. That's beautiful for St. Patrick's Day, right? Just revel in that and enjoy. Fantastic stuff. Fantastic. You got to love the Pogues. You really do. And their debut album is really just a great capturing of everything they wanted to do and what they were setting out to do. And it just, to me, got captured so beautifully, so perfectly. It's just really a great record all the way around the clock. And I just think it's great. Okay, now we're going to go even farther back in time than even the Clancy Brothers. We're going to go back to the years before World War II, in this case, and we're going to hear some music by John McCormick. John McCormick is still considered the standard by which all Irish or Celtic tenors are measured. He had a long and much honored career on the recital stage, the opera house, and radio. His Victor and HMV records sold in the hundreds of thousands, and he even found his way into two films, which is kind of incredible, considering he was born in 1884 to Scottish parents in the mill town of Athlone, Ireland. When he was a young man, he showed an interest in music, and by the year 1903, he won an Irish singing prize. So he was still a very young person at that time, and that sort of set him on his way. He went to Italy to study music, and he sang in opera there in 1906 for the first time, and by the year 1907, he had become the youngest leading tenor at London's Royal Opera at Covent Garden, singing with Tetrazzini and all kinds of others. He later ventured to America, where he sang in Manhattan in 1909 and periodically with the Metropolitan Opera from 1910 to 1918. And of course, recording technology was just obviously being invented and being evolved at this time. And I have a record on the RCA Camden label, and this looks to be like probably when it originally came out. Let's see. I found that it was released in the year 1958, but it consists of recordings from spanning the period from 1911 through 1927. I'm sorry, 1930, I should say. And it's got all kinds of incredible things. And I'll read just the first paragraph here in the back. As a singer of Irish ballads, John McCormick was utterly irresistible. Those fortunate ones who heard him wind up a long and exacting program of classics with a batch of ditties as blue as shiny as a patch of Erin sky will cherish the privilege as long as they live. It was then that the great tenor and his audience became one in an almost mystical union. And it really does take you back to the old, old days. It does. It really, really does. And we're going to hear a song that was recorded a long, long time ago. It may have actually been recorded in the year 1912, according to this. And it is a song called Molly Brannigan.
Man, dear, did you never hear a pretty Molly Brannigan? And troth, and she's left me, and I'll never be a man again. Not a spot on me hide will the summer sun e'er tan again, since Molly's gone and left me here alone for to die. The place where me heart was, you daisy roll, a turnip in, is as large as all Dublin, and from Dublin to the Divil's Glen. If she wished to take another, sure she might have left mine back again, and not have gone and left me here alone for to die. Ma'am dear, I remember when the milking time was past and gone, we walked through the meadow, when she swore I was the only one that ever she could love. But oh, the false and cruel one, for all that she's gone and left me here for to die. Ma'am dear, I remember when coming home the rain began, I wrapped me frieze coat round her, and ne'er the waistcoat had I on.
Wow, what can you say about that? It just feels so mystical and it's like from another time. It's the kind of record I want to put on at like 11:30 p.m. on St. Patrick's Day if I've been drinking Guinness since 3 or something like that. You just want to stand there and try to hold on to the bar and just sway a little bit back and forth and just let it flow over you. Ooze into your soul. Okay, we're going to fast forward about 100 years or so, and we're going to choose a record that doesn't necessarily sound particularly Irish, but it's by an Irish indie folk band called The Villagers, and I just love it. And it is their debut album, Becoming a Jackal. It was released in the year 2010, and it's just wonderful. It's got a, yes, indie folk kind of a feel to it, but it's got an incredible spirit. Almost feels like the singer songwriter Conor J. O'Brien, who is a based in Dublin, Ireland, almost feels like he's channeling something older and greater than himself. He feels like he's really got the Irish spirit down there within him, and I just love this record. It's was very successful in Ireland. It was number one on both the Irish chart, the main album chart, and the indie album chart, and it stayed there for quite some time. It's a beautiful 11-track record, and I picked it up probably around 2010 or 2011, actually, because I can't remember, but it was one of those e-music services that would give you a sampler or something like that back before the proliferation of our streaming services. There were several sort of MP3 sites and things like that, and I remember they would do a monthly sampler, and there was a song that I'm going to play for you now on that sampler, and it is called The Pact.
Do what you did yesterday, go on repeat it, 'cause my heart is only on fire. You are the teacher. You take the torch and I'll follow the leader. You be my master and I'll be your fever. You told me your past was taken by thieves. Since then you've been running in search of release. You don't know when it's coming. Well, I don't know either. So you be my master and I'll be your fever. My angels are singing words written for you. Trumpets are telling of your beauty and truth. But you've been working it out for yourself like some overachiever. So just be my master and I'll be.
All right, how good is that? That's one that'll stick in your head too. And I encourage you, if you like that even a little bit, to go and listen to the rest of the record. It's really, really good. And you can find it on all the streaming services. And definitely there's several more albums by The Villagers and work by Conor J. O'Brien. If you like that, definitely follow the thread of his career. He was in the band before this, I believe, and then went on to do all kinds of different things and has been continually putting out music for a while. So definitely check out The Villagers, an Irish band. You know, similar in some ways to The Frame, maybe with less of a harder edge, but there's so many great Irish folk rock bands and Irish rock bands and all kinds of things. So this is just a 5-album sample of some of the stuff that I have in my collection. Okay, we're going to finish up with, of course, Van the Man, Van Morrison, kind of do a sample of Irish music, at least from my collection, without mentioning Van Morrison at least once. And I'm a big collector of his records. I've always liked his stuff. And, of course, everybody is probably familiar with Astral Weeks and the early stuff. You know, we've got Moondance and some of his hits. And he put out, you know, Wild Night, and there's Tupelo Honey, and St. Dominic's Preview in 1972 was a great highlight from the mid-70s. And then there was a sort of a period where Things began to fluctuate a little bit. I mean, he had a couple albums, Hard Nose the Highway, Period of Transition kind of says it all. There's a great live album in there, It's Too Late to Stop Now. And Wieden Fleece is a classic that's in there from 1974. Then he had Wavelength. And then at the very end of the 1970s, he put out an album called Into the Music. It was issued on Warner Brothers, and it was really kind of a true transition record. It's the last, at least for me, thread connecting Van, or the last time he went into this kind of soulful Irish bard classic Astral Weeks Wieden Fleece feeling, you know, similar to the St. Dominic's Preview, Listen to the Lion, and all that, almost Independence Day. He's got one last side in him here, and it's the second side of this record is one of the greatest sides that he ever put out, and I'm not sure how many people know a lot about it, but it's really like a sort of a suite in some senses. It starts off with a song called Angelou, then it goes into The Healing Has Begun, a version of the standard 1950s hit It's All in the Game, and finishes with a song called You Know What They're Writing About. And it's just kind of an incredible last pure gasp of Irish Van the Man before he went on to an 80s period that was just great. I mean, I love some of the stuff he did. I mean, he got a little more into instrumental music, and he sort of went his way, but it's really, really fantastic, especially side two. Side one is just fine, but the second side of this record, it really is a treasured moment in the Van Morrison catalog. And The Healing Has Begun, and it goes on and on from there, and it just gets better and better. Of course, we can only play a small sample here on the Rock in the Suburb show. Okay, folks, I hope you enjoyed that little blast of Irish music for your St. Patrick's Day, and hope you have a good weekend, and make sure to do everything in moderation, including moderation. And I am Patrick Foster. We'll play out with a little bit more from the Clancy Brothers, the record we started out with, from their Irish Songs of Rebellion. And we will hear a song called Whackful the Diddle, because, of course, that's what you do on St. Patrick's Day. I am Patrick Foster. I hope you've enjoyed this little Irish music interlude for your St. Paddy's Day. And on behalf of Jim Linehan, I will tell you guys, we will talk to you next week.
I'll tell you a tale of peace and love, whackful the diddle-a-la-di-do-day, of the land that reigns all lands above, whackful the diddle-a-la-di-do-day. May peace and plenty be her share, who kept our homes from want and care. Oh, God bless England is our prayer. Whack-pull-a-diddle-a-la-day-do-day.
Whack-pull-a-diddle-a-la-day-do-day. So we say, hip hooray, come and listen while we pray. Whack-pull-a-diddle-a-la-day-do-day.
Now our fathers oft were naughty boys. Whack-pull-a-diddle-a-la-day-do-day. For pikes and guns are dangerous toys. Whack-pull-a-diddle-a-la-day-do-day. At Ballinahabwy and at Bunker's Hill, we made poor England cry her fill. But old Britannia loves us still. Whack-pull-a-diddle-a-la-day-do-day.
Whack-pull-a-diddle-a-la-day-do-day. So we say, hip hooray, God bless England, so we pray. Whack-pull-a-diddle-a-la-day-do-day.
Use into your soul.